President Bush telephoned Israel's Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon, congratulating him on his unprecedented victory over Ehud Barak in yesterday's election. The president described the U.S.-Israeli relationship as rock solid, and he told Sharon he looked forward to working with him. Sharon's election is expected to raise tensions in the Middle East. Sharon has opposed the Oslo peace process, and he's led numerous attacks against Arab forces during his long military career. Rising tensions could draw the new Bush administration into Middle East peace efforts more quickly than expected. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
As Israeli voters went to the polls yesterday, Secretary of State Colin Powell met with reporters in Washington and made an impassioned plea for calm in the Middle East.
We want to work with our friends in the United Nations and elsewhere to persuade all of the parties to the conflict that during this very, very delicate time immediately following the election, the leaders in the region do everything to make sure that violence doesn't start to swell up, to make sure that we don't have provocations.
The fear is that Israeli-Palestinian clashes could flare and spread across borders to Lebanon and Syria or Jordan. Jeffrey Kemp of the Nixon Center predicts the Bush administration will quickly find itself preoccupied with that danger and not peace negotiations for permanent Arab-Israeli treaties.
Where the new administration is going to have to get involved and possibly deeply involved is crisis management to prevent a deterioration of the situation in the region leading to conflict or even war.
Crisis management is the term Robert Satloff uses as well. He's director of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
If the last several years were focused on peacemaking with intermittent bouts of violence, I think we have to be wary that the next period of time will be dominated by violence with intermittent bouts of peacemaking. And that is a very different sort of Middle East.
The Bush administration should not wait for a crisis to occur, says Shibli Telhami of the Brookings Institution and University of Maryland. He advises the administration to anticipate a quick rise in violence
and to lay out a mediating strategy that will revive some form of diplomatic process, because absent that form, you lose complete control.
Heightened Arab-Israeli tension could complicate one of the Bush administration's key goals in the Middle East, to re-energize the Gulf War coalition that has contained Saddam Hussein's forces. Arab states in that coalition criticize Washington for maintaining sanctions against Iraq because they've caused great suffering. And now the rising Arab anger against Israel is also directed against the United States, Israel's ally and benefactor. Jeffrey Kemp.
The irony is that 10 years after the Gulf War, Saddam is regaining popularity in the region and America is losing it. So, therefore, finding common ground with our Arab moderates is going to be more difficult.
While Arab states pressure the Bush administration to rein in the new Sharon government, the U.S. Congress, always loyal to Israel, will push in the opposite direction, according to Shibli Telhami.
And so the administration will be caught on the one hand between this dynamic at home, which is pushing it to take a very tough position vis-a-vis the Palestinians and the PLO and Mr. Arafat personally, and on the other hand, pressure from the Arab states that the administration is trying to cultivate.
It will require skillful diplomacy from the Bush administration to cope with these various situations, says Robert Satloff, but he suggests it can be done. And he adds,
as a fellow democracy, we need to give the new Israeli government the benefit of the doubt, and to see whether Sharon has his own means for dealing both with the questions of security and the questions of peace.
And that's the approach Secretary of State Powell took yesterday, saying, this is the time to be patient and to give Ariel Sharon the opportunity to form a government. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.